Joined here by head coach Tricia Atkinson of the Gallatin Lady Bulldogs, as we'll dig out the Gallatin bracket here. We'll get a chance to take a look at that. Gallatin's going to be playing Gilman City. Got a victory over Pattonsburg a week ago tonight, 52-37. Lost to Lathrop, 52-39. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing very well. I find your team one of the more interesting. Obviously, folks in Gallatin, they hopped on the bandwagon of the softball team this fall, going all the way to the Final Four, finishing fourth in those things. 90% of those girls are on your basketball team, I'd imagine. So I guess the first question, how much different sport, but how much confidence did they get from what they did in softball here last month?
You know, first of all, I'm very proud of those girls for how far they made it, and I think that truly carries over to the next sport and their confidence, and you can see it in their faces, and, you know, they prove themselves, and they prove what they're capable of doing, and now we're at basketball season, and they're working just as hard.
How big was it off of the Lathrop loss that you had a couple of Fridays ago? How big was it to kind of, you know, get that first win out of the way last Tuesday over at Pattonsburg?
You know, that was good for us, and I won't say the Lathrop game was a bad game for us, because we came out strong, and Lathrop's a very solid team, and to play, you know, a 13-point game with them, that was well played. And so then going in Tuesday, we knew what we were capable of doing, and so that was even a better win coming out second half for us at Pattonsburg.
Your team's going to be playing Gilman City tonight. You know, it's the old 4-5 game, so, you know, it's kind of common sense at some point, but there's truth to it that when you're seeding it and you look at the seeds in the tournament, the 4-5 should be the most competitive. And I know Gilman City has a nice team this year. What's kind of your thoughts on the 7 o'clock matchup tonight?
You know, I'm a firm believer it's going to be a good matchup. And I told the girls that, you know, Gilman City's a scrappy team and they'll hustle. And so we have to come and, you know, with it being our court, I kind of tell the girls, you know, this is our court. This is how we're going to play. And so I'm excited to get the girls going and see how tonight's going to go.
So if I remember, your team from last year, you were deep, you were athletic, so you could kind of press people and push pace and those things. Still working a little bit on becoming a little bit more consistent offensively. Is that, as you look at the team as a whole, Coach, is kind of the last step to become that top two or three team in the GRC, just to offensively be more consistent putting the ball in the hoop?
Yeah, you know, over the summer we talked about how we can't just have one person on the team or two people on the team being our leading scorers that night. We want to be a battle in between all five of the girls that are on the floor. And so far, our first two games out of the season, we've had a well-rounded scoring from the girls on the floor and then our subs that come in.
I haven't seen your team play yet, obviously, but I feel like I kind of know who the girls are on the team. Are there any additions, 9th or 10th graders, that have really kind of stepped into a more, you know, more prominent role this year? Or is, you know, 95 to 100% of your roster pretty much the same girls that were there last year?
You know, 95 to 100% of our girls are the same ones that were here from last year. We do have two freshmen, but we may only have 10 girls, but they like to hustle, and every day at practice we get in and they push each other to make each other better.
So Bryn Bird, I imagine, is one of the girls on your roster, Coach?
She is.
How much confidence has she picked up, freshman last year to a sophomore this year? How much different of a player does she look?
You know, over the summer, we talked about how we needed her to build her confidence, and just as far as handling the ball and, you know, being on her role on the floor. And she worked hard over the summer, and she's made a tremendous stride.
Obviously, you know, as a coach, you're not in the habit of overlooking anybody, so you got to get by Gilman City first. But I'm sure seeing Polo on your side of the bracket, seeing them as a one seed, seeing that they won 70-5 last night, if you're fortunate enough to see them Thursday afternoon, that is a very good Polo team, correct?
That is a good Polo team, but we got to get past Gilman first.
Very good. What are, just as a whole, Coach, what are the areas we talk kind of offensively and becoming more consistent there, but you would have a better kind of idea on what you have for a roster this year. What are kind of on the top of your list for things that you like to see that girls improve upon this year to take that next step as a program?
You know, we've worked and we've talked about moving the ball around and seeing the floor. Just because we set up a play doesn't mean that's directly where we have to go. And so, you know, just the little basketball things, the fundamentals, that's going to make us better in the long run if we can consistently do that. And our defense, keep improving on our defense and help side defense.
When you talk about goals at the beginning of the season, I think there's stuff like, you know, district champions, GRC champions. Where does trying to win a tournament title, considering it's your tournament, it's early in the season, how high on the list is trying to win the GIT for the Lady Bulldogs?
You know, that was one thing that I've heard the girls talk about, and it's our tournament, and what a better way to start off the season than to, you know, keep battling from the seed we started at all the way to first place.
Coach, appreciate the time as always. We'll see you over at the gym tonight. Good luck against Gilman City at 7.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.